This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour, this time with Dr. Ken Kronos, who's here. And also I want to welcome in a lot of new listeners who are listening to us in Pensacola, Florida for the first time this weekend on WNRP, AM and FM, Ken. Pensacola, Florida. You're in Mount Dura, Florida at Lake Cardiology. So how far Pensacola is, what, a couple hundred miles from where you are?
Yeah, it's up to the northeast, the northwest of where I am.
Yeah, right.
Up to the panhandle.
Yep, all right.
Great drive.
Yep, it is. Pensacola is a big military town, if I remember correctly as well. Yep, so welcome to all of you listening, WNRP, AM, and FM in Pensacola to the Weekend Good Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronos, to give you a little background, is an eminent cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology, which is in Mount Dura, Florida. He is always on the ready to give people good advice, and his advice is good. One of the top cardiologists in the country, award-winning facilitator. He's just always on, if you know what I mean. I got a call from him the other night at 9:15, and he still had two patients. That he was here. Were those telemedicine patients, or were they in the office?
They were telehealth.
Yeah. You like doing that, don't you? You found that to be a real help to get to more people.
In certain circumstances, it's really good. It's hard doing an electrocardiogram by telehealth.
Right.
And I'm about 6 hours to Pensacola, just for the record.
6 hours. Okay. Yes. All right. Got that. All right. Well, if you want to touch base with Ken and do a little telemedicine, there's always a second opinion. That's why I love Ken, because he's a cardiologist, yes, but he also is trained in as a preventive cardiologist. He really works on the essence of all sorts of things going on in your body. That's why when I see him, I feel like I've got it nailed down, if you will. So let's get to the matter at hand. We've spent a lot of time over the last 8 to 10 months talking about COVID and the essence of getting through all of this, hopefully preventing yourself from getting it. The doctor says that he's going to live, Dr. Fauci's going to live at home for Christmas with his wife and not go anywhere, and he's warned other people to do the same thing. So you're on the cusp of getting your COVID vaccine today, right?
Well, actually, yesterday I got an email from the hospital where I have privileges, and it was a personal email to me saying that my number was up, that it's time for me to schedule my COVID-19 vaccine. And I have scheduled it. I don't know when you all are going to be listening to this show, but let's just say it's Thursday right now, and tomorrow's Friday, and tomorrow is the day that I'll be getting it.
All right. So what are your expectations? That is, you've seen the information. There's a lady who's come down with Bell's palsy that took the vaccine up in Alaska. Maybe you might spend a minute talking about what Bell's palsy is.
I didn't hear Bell's palsy. I heard anaphylaxis in Alaska. Yeah.
There's another one. There's a Bell's palsy issue apparently with this as well. So what does that mean, and why would it happen, do you think?
Well, in any vaccine, there's going to be an allergic reaction that is unexpected, and they're rare. And in the original trial for the Pfizer vaccine, they actually excluded those who have severe allergies.
Yeah.
And right now, initially, they did not. In England, you heard about it. Some health workers on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
And two women who actually live with EpiPens in their pocketbooks because they have a history of severe allergic reaction. And they had an episode of anaphylaxis. They're doing fine. And after those two English females developed anaphylaxis, it was decided by the American and British FDA not to immunize with the COVID-19 vaccine if you have a history of anaphylaxis. And then there was just a couple days ago in Alaska, a healthcare worker, somebody who had not had a previous episode of anaphylaxis, who had anaphylaxis and is doing well. You don't get your COVID-19 in an area where they're not prepared to use an EpiPen if you have an episode of severe allergy. Fortunately, it's been extremely rare. Tens of thousands of people have gotten this vaccine, and there's been, you know, I think I know of three episodes of anaphylaxis. Two prior, it was only one who had not. And given 40, 50,000 people who've gotten the vaccine, and to have one have unexpected severe anaphylaxis, that's a pretty good batting average.
Well, they've said that they're 90%, I guess Moderna, 94% effective, so that means they're leaving wiggle room in there.
No, that's a different issue, you know, how effective it is. We went from talking about a safety issue, which is what a severe allergy is. Now you're bringing up effectiveness, which is a separate criteria, and Moderna's 94.5, and Pfizer is 95% effective.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. You're going to get the. Is it likely that you're getting the Pfizer vaccine, because Moderna is not really fully approved yet, right?
The way we're talking in time, and I know you don't like to talk about time because the show is not listened, everybody
goes all
listen
over.
To it.
It's heard in four or five different ways and four or five different days.
So, right, so this year, this show, we're going to have to be a little sympathetic to everybody about that. But for me this week, the Moderna vaccine is probably only going to be approved today by the FDA. It goes before the panel. They meet today to decide approval for the second COVID-19 vaccine in America. And my prediction is that from what we're hearing from the FDA is that they will formally recommend approval today, and then, like what happened last week, it'll take a day or two for the full FDA to approve it. So by Friday, which is in 2 days from which is tomorrow from today, there won't even be yet a second vaccine available and approved. So my only choice, they're going to have to give me the Pfizer vaccine, because tomorrow in America, the only vaccine that will have been approved is the Pfizer one. But that's going to change quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to wonder now. You got to call them the hospital. I wonder if those of us are. I'm in a special group of agricultural people that are in the next line, plus my age. So I'm going to be entitled to it fairly quickly. And I don't know whether I just call up a drugstore. I don't think it's been made clear by anybody. We should talk about that in a moment, how people will know how and where and when to sign up for it, because it's, again, this is a whole new world that we're living in, and it'd be nice to have some instruction. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to clean your nose for a healthier life. That's the message in a nutshell from Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is the National Nasal Care Facility. When I say facility, it's a tool. Actually, it's probably a better way of putting it. It's something that you use literally to clean out your nose. So much pollution around, and bacteria and allergies and you name it, the things that are in the air that perhaps help you to get colds and flus and that kind of stuff. You clean your nose and you have less of a chance. After all, you wash your hands every day, take a shower frequently, and you brush your teeth, so why not clean out your nose? Nothing ever gets into your nose. Sometimes you blow your nose out. But this is a way for you to clean that facility up. Make sure it's crystal clean. Navage.com is the website. Go there. Check it out. See how it works. It's really a fabulous breathing product. It certainly is. Clean noses lead to healthier lives. Navage.com ensures, guarantees that you'll have a cleaner, healthier nose. Clean it out with Navage at Navage.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for this weekend. Let's get into the home COVID tests, Ken, that are now, you were talking about the vaccine being 90% effective. A lot of the complaints about the test kits is that they really showed a lot of false positives and you never really knew whether you had it or you didn't have it. So how are these different?
The FDA has approved a home COVID-19 test. There's enough pieces in the package, if you will, to get all of the results yourself at home. You'll put a little swab in the nostril, and then the parts are there, so you can figure it out, and it takes about 15-20 minutes, and it's over 90% accurate. In people who have symptoms, it has a negative predictability of 100%, so it's a fairly accurate test, and you'll be able to get it over the counter. You won't need a prescription. You'll be able to do it all yourself at home, and in about 20 to 30 minutes, you'll have an answer, and it costs about $30. So this is a real breakthrough, and it should be available early in the spring.
Early in the spring. But by early in the spring, this is going to be over for the most part.
Well, I think that most people will be getting their vaccines in March and April.
Isn't there a third one on the way after
Johnson?
Right. Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. Is not using this new technology, this mRNA technology, so that it'll be a one-shot affair, and I'm predicting it's not going to reach this 95% effectiveness, maybe hopefully 70%. And if you think back, the FDA was hoping we'd have 50% effective, so 70% will look pretty good, but it's not going to be, I don't think, as quite where the mRNA vaccines reach, and that's just my crystal ball, and it waits to be seen. But we're not going to hear, I don't think the Johnson & Johnson will even be an option until January. But the nice thing about the Johnson & Johnson is that it's one shot, and it's actually easier to prepare, easier to transport. So it's going to be out there as an option for a lot of people.
Back with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back into our Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I didn't give you the number. I was talking a lot about the telehealth thing and telemedicine and being able to connect with him, those of you in Florida, the Southeast, or anywhere. 352-735-1400. A lot of people listening in the Orlando area to the radio station there, you'll get this number and you'll do, I'm sure, well with it. Ken's a pleasant drive, not far from wherever you are in the signal, in that radio station signal. 352-735-1400. I was talking about this being a remarkable achievement. You know, thinking back over the years when I was a kid, actually the Salk vaccine came when you and I were kids. That came about, and then AIDS and the, you know, the drug developers, but it took quite a while, it seems to me, to deal with that.
Well, AIDS vaccine still hasn't come. Dr. Fauci's been looking for it since the 1980s.
But there were treatments that have been used, cocktails.
Therapeutics have been excellent.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's that. And now when you think about the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson thing, pretty elegant technology, and the fact that it is, this maybe a sign of the times that we can, you know, it took a long time heretofore to get these things approved or get them right, but because of technology, I guess I'm looking for a speculative answer to this. What makes it different? What made it easier for these people to put this vaccine together as quickly as they did? Certainly, we never even had a vaccine for SARS either, did we? I don't think we did.
Wait, now you're getting into politics, and do we want to go there? I mean,
why are we getting into politics? I'm talking about technology. Is there stuff available that makes it easier?
It was the whole planning of this. What happened here, unlike the development of any other vaccine, was that they did all of it simultaneously. They didn't wait for a approval to figure out how to distribute it. All of the parts were going on at the same time. They started planning, getting it together, making it, distributing it, and never before have we ever planned distribution of a drug before the FDA approved it. That's what's unheard of here. And they also had this new technology, which proudly was developed at the medical school where I was a medical student and a professor, and two professors in 2005 started doing experiments on using messenger RNA to develop a vaccine, and they had done it in animals, and it was ready to try for human use. And once they got the genomic sequence in the spring, they very quickly got together a piece of mRNA and got the parts together. And as they were working on that, they worked on getting the production together and getting the distribution done. And that's what really just simplified the time course of all this, just getting it all done at the same time, each part.
You know, I'm listening to a lot of these anti-vaxxers who certainly are mobilizing to spread a lot of rumors. Some of them may be true, some of them aren't. The dire effects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't normally take vaccines. I don't get a flu shot usually, but I was actually thinking of getting one this year. As a matter of fact, I would have had one when I went in to pick up a drug prescription last week.
Doug, I think anyone 65 or 70 or older should be much more concerned about the virus than they should the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have the risk factors for severe COVID-19, which includes age, definitely over 70, and some might even say over 65, and if you're diabetic, obese, high blood pressure, heart disease, you're going to be more afraid of the virus than the vaccine.
All the people who have succumbed to the various diseases as a result of getting COVID, they didn't die of it. They had all kinds of other things before. Yeah, I understand that, and that's why I'm probably going to get it, frankly, because I'm in that age group, and so are you. Continuing on, more info from Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Looking for gifts for DIYers? A new year and new projects are just around the corner, so shop Lowe's for tools the pros use. Right now, save big on over 200 powerful DeWalt 20-volt max tools. And pick up an extra two-pack of 20-volt max 3-amp-hour batteries that was $149 and is now $99. Shop in-store, home on our app and Lowe's.com, and pick up curbside for contactless service. While supplies last, valid through February 3rd, 2021. U.S. only.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers announced a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief bill Sunday that will provide financial assistance for small businesses, schools, the unemployed, and send another round of stimulus payments to most Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced the deal on the floor of the Senate, saying that another rescue package would be on the way soon.
We can finally report what our nation has needed to hear for a very long time. More help is on the way. Moments ago, in consultation with our committees, the four leaders of the Senate and the House finalized an agreement. There will be another major rescue package for the American people. As our citizens continue battling this coronavirus this holiday season, they will not be fighting alone.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And the degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. And the four teams that will battle for a college football national championship have been selected. Number 1 Alabama will meet number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. That will be played in Arlington, Texas because of the coronavirus surge in California. In the other semifinal, number 2 Clemson will take on number 3 Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl, also on January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving into the second half hour of this week's Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We get our weekly podcast filled with information. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and look at Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Look at Ken's in the past, how many years we've been doing this? 14, 15, 16 years. There are all kinds of shows that are there. You can learn a lot about things, and they're all summarized. All the highlights of the shows and the podcasts are there at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back into the COVID thing for just a second. 1 in 5 people with COVID are passing it on to other people. Is that why Fauci and others are saying, what are you going to do for Christmas dinner? Are you just you and your daughter? I'm going to be my dog and I are going to take a road trip for Christmas Day. So I didn't make much difference. But most people are doing sort of a short end, right? A small gathering, small.
Well, anything. I think that the same advice that people gave for Thanksgiving adheres for Christmas, unfortunately, this year. And you really have to, unfortunately, think with your head and not your heart and be very careful about about catching this. And, you know, we talk about going inside and, you know, is that the best thing? Because we learned in this JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open article this week that, yes, one in five with COVID-19 actually passes it to others in the household. And that seems to be a big way that it gets passed within a household. So you just have to be careful. If you can't social distance, you should be wearing a mask. If you can social distance, you definitely can. You got to keep your hands clean, and it's pretty simple. And you just have to realize you make it through one more holiday season, or just through one, this one, and we'll be next year in a very different space if at least 70% of us get this vaccine. And I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that next year we'll look at it differently, and we just have to sacrifice a little bit right now. And, you know, if you look at what our ancestors did in times where they were asked to sacrifice, you know, we're not really being asked a whole lot.
Nah. Well, no, we aren't. We're just, I know I'm resentful and probably a bit depressed because I can't go to see my children and my son, or they couldn't. Actually, they were going to come here to the farm for Christmas, and that all went up in smoke because we're in California, the worst state in the union for all of this. Nothing's open and nobody's doing anything. It's interesting, though, this is not a health thing, but there are some people in some of these states, like California, they're just saying up yours to the government, and they're opening anyway. They're just not, they've had enough. And there are a lot of statistics, especially when it comes to schools, suggesting that closing schools is not a practical solution to keeping this thing from spreading. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's true, and I think even Dr. Fauci has come to that opinion, yeah, that you know, kids are not in any high-risk situation of getting this, and they're not big spreaders of it, unlike what was originally thought. And more harm is being done to them, yep, not by being in school.
Absolutely.
And
yep,
I think what is not being appreciated is the harm that's happening by some of the treatments that we think are preventing the spread of the virus. And you know, you have to think, are they preventing the spread of the virus? And what hazards are they having? There is a huge amount of health care that's been undone and delayed, and I'm sure that we're going to be missing cancer and heart disease and diabetes because people have just put off their health care, their dental work, and the yet to be counted effects of COVID-19 outside of what we think of the problems with COVID-19. There's going to be a lot of issues because of what we've done to try to prevent the deaths.
And in many instances, unnecessary. That's my feeling, and I think you agree. A lot of people who live by themselves, who have not been able to extend out to other members of the family or friends or stuff, that's taken a psychological, I think, toll on a lot of people in our country, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's a study this week that two-thirds in America report high levels of loneliness as this pandemic continues. And, you know, I think that's probably undercounting. I think just about all of us are feeling some sense of loneliness through this whole thing. We've had enough of it. But there is hope. I think at the beginning, back last spring, the buzz was it takes 4 to 5 years, the quickest to get an effective vaccine. And now we have one so much sooner, in 9 months, and we're ready to go. And, you know, by late spring, early summer, if enough people get vaccinated, things are going to look very different worldwide.
You have a report also on social media and depression. So not only has the pandemic caused a lot of depression, but social media in general, even with or without the COVID, is a major risk factor for, and I think we've been talking about this with all ages, right? It isn't just a certain age.
Absolutely. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that, you know, those of us, myself not included, who are hours a day on social media, this is raising the risk of getting depression. And adults, supervise yourself, mom and dad, supervise the kids, because this is another unexpected consequence of COVID and being sequestered, being cooped up inside.
Yeah, and it has, the impact is not just mental, because the mind, the spirit-mind-body connection, the depression leads to physical ailments, does it not?
Oh, yes. We know a risk factor for heart disease is mental illness. A strong one is depression, anxiety, and when we're mentally depressed, you know, the body, the immune system just doesn't work as well. Inflammation is increased. And these are two big factors from head to toe which bring out illness.
Yeah, well, be aware of that sort of thing. I'm not trying to bring doom and gloom on you, but I do think there's a practical approach to this. I'm going to talk about some heart-related things in a few moments. The heart health focus of Dr. Ken gives us the opportunity to learn a lot more than we could learn from the average bear about what's going on in your heart. So we'll get to that. Meanwhile, as Ken talked about some of the vagaries of getting COVID, being overweight certainly is one of them, maybe the top item on the list. Being overweight, being obese, body mass index way over the top. And the way to deal with that, friends and neighbors, is to get on the Calitrin weight loss formula. That program will guarantee, assure you, that within 45 days of starting, you'll start to see the weight go away. Stay on the program. I've just stayed with it for the 3.5 years I've been talking about it, because there are so many other side benefits. Just losing weight is not all that you get when you take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Calitrin has all the natural healthy choices in it to help you lose weight safely, get a better night's rest. It increases available amino acids in your blood. It decreases C-reactive protein levels. And Ken, I'll tell you, that's not good for you. This is a protein, collagen protein, along with digestive enzymes. This complex sort of match up of all these things together in this formula have been the story of success for Calitrin. And with 86% success rate and millions of people over the past 23 years getting onto this program, you can understand why I get excited talking about it, and then how you'll get excited with the results. This is the time. You don't wait till the first of the year. Don't do the crazy diets. Let's start right now, where you can get the BOGO deal. Buy three, for example, get three free. That's the thing. Everybody in the family can be on this, and doesn't cost you any more money. No more crash diets. Nope. Calitrin is the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJ. JV on checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you're assuring yourself of getting these deals, the 3 for 3, 4 for 4, 5 for 5, whatever it is, however many you want. You pay for X number and you get twice that many. That'll really serve you well going into the new year. Lose the weight going into the new year with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back to Good Day Health, the big news of the week from Dr. Ken Kronos. Most of it's so focused on COVID, sometimes we lose sight of other things that are going on. The FDA has approved something else here, which is a topical treatment for something I can't even pronounce. So what is this, Ken? It's been approved
this
week. So
what do you think the second most common reason why people go to the dermatologist is? It's due to that thing you can't pronounce, actinic keratosis. And these are spots usually on the scalp or the face that, if not treated, will end up in skin cancer. And there really hasn't been a great treatment for this. But the FDA this week announced a first-in-class drug. This is not a look-alike. Often we have, oh, there's a new drug, but it's really not brand new because it's similar, what doctors call look-alikes, to what we already have. But this is a unique class of drug. There's no other member available. So a so-called first-in-class, which is a big deal, it's a topical ointment. It's once a day for 5 days and was quite effective for the second most common reason why people go to the skin doctor, the dermatologist, these actinic keratoses. And untreated, 10 to 15% of them will actually end up in a very serious skin cancer. And it's expected that about 25% of us adults will at some point in our life get this. So this is a great breakthrough. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's called Klisyri, K-L-I-S-Y-R-I. It's from Athenex. Thank you, Athenex. And this is a big breakthrough. So if you know anyone who has this problem, which you probably do, as common as it is, and they've had problems dealing with it, remind them that this new product's out in early spring. It should be available to the dermatologist. It's an ointment. You put on it once a day for 5 days. So that's really nice. And in the trial, there really wasn't any serious adverse effects. A few got a little irritation, a few got some itching from the ointment, but nothing serious.
So let me ask you, in the moments that we have remaining in this segment, you and I have been talking a lot this week about various drugs that have impact on keeping you from having the result of fibrillation strokes and stuff. And I've heard that some of them affect your skin. And I remember my father having these dark spots on his skin. So I'm thinking about that. When you use this sort of stuff that's just been approved by the FDA to get rid of those kind of spots?
No, well, the reason why people on strong blood thinners have spots is because we all bang ourselves and bruise ourselves and we don't even realize it. And even people on less stronger blood thinners like aspirin, a little stronger Plavix, but if you start working your way up to the Eliquis's or the Coumadin, Warfarin's of the world, and there's a number of lookalikes from Eliquis, those you bang yourself, you're gonna bruise, and all of us bang ourselves without even realizing it. So you have to be very careful and try to avoid it.
But this stuff isn't going to remove those kinds of spots. I think that's what that was what I was wondering, if those these are surface spots. All right, that's it from Dr. Ken for the moment. Questions coming up. Questions for Dr. Ken next here on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for stage for a big year next year. The world and phone sales sort of screeched to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology, The Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans, according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this, of how the Chinese are exploiting their or our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. There is at the heart of all of these allegations claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. And nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join, along with many other states. California's request to be added makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance has left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. I mean, they're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese? The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sir.